Friday at first light, just beyond Ukraine's northern border with Russia, firefighters tackling a blaze at a fuel depot in the Russian city of Belgorod. The governor there has accused Ukraine of sending helicopters to attack the oil storage tanks under the cover of darkness. Security camera and other footage on social media seems to confirm some kind of attack by helicopters and the firing of missiles. If the Russian claims are true, this will be the first attack by Ukrainian forces on Russian soil since the war began. Ukraine's foreign minister said he could neither confirm nor deny responsibility, but the Kremlin says the suspected airstrike doesn't help the prospect of ongoing peace talks. Ukraine's top security official later denied his country was behind the attack. Russia has continued to withdraw units from towns and cities north of the capital Kyiv.
The partial withdrawal of units of the Russian occupation forces from the north of Kyiv region towards the state border with the Republic of Belarus continues.
One of those battlefields has been the airport and military base at Hostomel to the northwest of Kyiv. Drone footage shows the airbase heavily damaged, but the Russians gone. Russian forces had seized the base in the opening hours of the war, but were forced back by Ukrainian counterattack before recapturing it again later. The Ukrainians accused the Russians of indiscriminate shelling to cover their withdrawal and launching multiple missile attacks.
What does it mean, scaling down combat actions in Kyiv and Chernihiv directions? Does it mean that there will be 100 rockets instead of 200 rockets launched in Kyiv, or something else?
On the southern front, following long and complex negotiations between the two warring sides and the International Committee of the Red Cross, a convoy of buses was sent to the besieged city of Mariupol in the hope of evacuating trapped residents.
This is Lucille from the ICRC. We are currently on the move from Zaporizhzhia to go to Mariupol in order to ensure safe passage for the civilians who desperately want to flee the city.
The ICRC is also looking to bring much-needed humanitarian aid into the city. Rob McBride, Al Jazeera, Lviv.